This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we'll visit with a rock band from Minneapolis. This group shares with us how they met, the most challenging aspect of being a musician, the songwriting process, and more. Keep listening as we bring you part of their performance from downtown Winona. My name is Abdu, your host for the Live Feed.
Hello, my name is Abdu. I'm here with Daisy Scorsese at Ed's. Please go ahead and introduce yourself and your role in the band.
My name is Oz. I write songs for the band, and I play guitar and sing.
How did you meet your bandmates, and when did you start working together?
So everyone in the band came in at different times. Four out of the five members found on Craigslist by posting ads. And so our guitar player Dave's been in the band for about 4 or 5 years, and everyone else has come in from, you know, then to now. And Tyler, we met at a party randomly where he was jamming on the piano, and I was like, hey, we could use some keys. And so he joined he was our last member. He's been in the band for about a year and a half.
Can you tell me how you started your music career and why?
Mostly by accident. I played sports most of my life, and I was in film school, and my girlfriend at the time was studying abroad in Australia, and she left her guitar that she had. She didn't really play either, so I decided to try to learn then, and so I was a late bloomer into getting into music, yeah.
How would you describe your music?
That's always a tricky one. I usually just say we're a psychedelic rock band, but probably on the mellower side. We hop around within folk and funk and pop and everything in between, but just a psychedelic rock band. I don't know how, I'll let somebody else figure out how to properly describe it.
From your point of view, what's like the most challenging aspect of being a musician?
That's a tricky question. Depends on the day, I suppose, but my first thought would be just having it be self-sustainable, like financially, as far as it's expensive to make records, and it's a tough market to sell records, with most people streaming their music and CDs kind of becoming a thing of the past. So I suppose I would say just the finances of making records and not going into debt to do it.
You said that you're the one who writes the songs, right? Are you the only one?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you write it for your audience or for yourself more?
I write the songs, I suppose, for myself. I sometimes write them knowing that people are going to probably hear it, but it always, starts on a more personal level. And everyone in the band writes their own parts to the songs as well, so I'll write a song and then everyone will write around that, so...
Do you enjoy performing or recording more?
They're very different. I suppose I would say I enjoy... It really depends on the show, because honestly, we've, played some shows where there's 5-10 people there, and maybe it's not the best venue. And in that standpoint, I'd say I'd rather be in the studio, like, trying to make a cool product or a cool piece of work. But at the same time, I love performing, and there's more of a community element to it that I really like, of just bringing people together and having enjoying life, which the studio is kind of more a manic thing, so...
You don't know where I am, you don't know where I am. sights and the sounds, the beauty and their frowns, make your bunker be too red cloud.
Abdu, and you're listening to The Live Feed. We now head back to my interview with the rock band from Minneapolis, Lazy Scorsese. The group shares with us their embarrassing moments on stage and more. Have you ever had an embarrassing moment on stage?
I mean, that's pretty much a nightly occurrence. I recover by improvising, I suppose. It's, yeah, I mess up all the time. As far as an embarrassing moment, I'm not too easily embarrassed, but just when you blunder your own song that, you know, like you've played 100 times, it just kind of like half the time or most of the time the people listening don't even know the song, and so it's like it's more like embarrassing to yourself that you messed it up. As far as like, I've never like, you know, nothing too embarrassing has ever happened, I suppose.
What makes Minnesota such a great state for a music act?
That's a good question. This is our first time kind of really getting outside of Minneapolis too much. I mean, I could speak more to Minneapolis. I think there's a lot of venues and there's a lot of bands, and so that are good. And so I think any given night of the week, you could go probably see a cool show for free. Like, I think that's one of the best things about music in Minneapolis and Minnesota in general. And I mean, we got this show in Winona from a friend that plays in a band here, you know, and like he reached out to us, and there's a bit of a community vibe to it, you know, within scenes anyway. And, you know, there's a lot of local radio that has a pretty wide audience that actually plays local music, which I think's huge that a lot of markets don't have.
What advice would you give to beginners who are nervous being in this career?
Practice and just dive in. I think one of the most important things for growth as an individual is to challenge yourself and get out of your comfort zone. And so I think that extends into just playing music, because when you first start, you're going to suck. Like, I almost stopped playing because I was so bad when I first started, you know.
How did you motivate yourself to restart again?
Well, I can't say. I can't take all the credit. I had a friend at the time who was playing music, and we would just hang out in his little shack and listen to records and smoke. And he actually, what really did it for me is I had written a poem, and he put my poem to music that he was playing. And like hearing the words to the music for the first time was kind of like a profound moment of like, that's like something I want to do, you know? So I, you know, a little bit of a kickstart from him on that. So
did anybody else motivated you, like your parents?
Not really. I mean, my parents and family have been supportive all the way, but they're, I think this is generally like a foreign world to them. And I think when I first jumped into it, like, they were supportive, but also like, well, what are you doing? Because it was kind of a 180 from the stuff I was normally doing or into or whatever. But, you know, there's a lot of inspiring, motivating people out there just making art and music. And I think that's always a motivator for me.
If people want to find more information about you, where should they go?
Right, I mean, probably Facebook right now is where we post most of our stuff. Track us down, Lazy Scorsese on the web. Come out to a show, say hello. Yeah, don't be shy.
Right. Thank you, Az.
Yeah, thank you, Abdul.
for the insult. They placed in Billy Pilgrim's mind. Don't cry for me, honey. Just cry. And they all cried. We'll be right back.
Thanks again to the members of Lazy Scorsese for visiting with us and sharing their music on The Live Feed. More information about the band can be found on Facebook by searching Lazy Scorsese, and that's S-C-O-R-S-E-S-E. I am Abdul, and you have been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.